Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello. Hey, I don't know if we're live or not live. It's Veronica, if anyone can hear me. Okay, so people can hear me. Lisa, can you hear me? I feel like we just split into home here on this one. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm corresponding with Elisa via text. It's Veronica. I've got Eric here with me. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, tuning in. Like I said, we had some technical difficulties. I felt like we split into home and just made it under the wire. So I'm waiting for Elisa to dial in again. Hopefully we're going to get things straightened out. In the meantime, I'd like to say a big, great big thank you to Paranormal Live for having our show. And I'm so grateful to Elisa and Eric for allowing me to do what I do best, and that is to talk. So without any further ado, I'm not sure what to do, but you know what? This is live, and sometimes this is what happens, so I'm going to wing it. I'm watching my text message. I'm watching my email. And so on tonight's show, we are going to talk about life purpose. And so Eric is going to, as he usually does, slide in here with me in his socks, usually no socks. He's got jeans on. He's very casual. He's here. He's very chill. And we're going to talk about a little bit about life purpose. And so one of the things that Eric and I were talking about prior to getting on the show, because yes, I do connect with Eric prior to the show. It's kind of like we sit down, we're in the green room, we have a powwow. And one of the things we were talking about is mission to be on stage, so to speak, when it comes to life purpose. And it's not everybody's mission to even be in the spotlight. And so on that note and in that frame, he wants to talk about what it does mean to be on your purpose for life, or to have a life purpose. And what he's telling me very clear is that our purpose is to, he's saying our purpose is to feed our soul. And so if you think about it, he says, we come in as souls. And so that's how we start out. And before we come in, we know what we're coming here for. And it isn't always going on stage, or it isn't always getting recognition. He says life purpose is all about love and finding a center so that we can connect. And one of the things, I'm going to digress here for a moment. We're having technical difficulties, and I'm doing the best I can with keeping this going, but Elisa can't get on the show. And so I don't know if we, I'm waiting for direction from her, so I'm not sure what we should do. Eric is standing here, and he's patiently waiting, and he's tapping his fingers, and he's telling me to just go with it. And what's weird about this, I'm going to be completely transparent. I can hear Eric, but I can't hear Elisa. So it's like, I don't know what questions I'm answering. It's very difficult. So
can anybody hear me now?
Oh my God, there she is. Eric brought her on.
God. Oh, Jesus. I mean, our producer is in the ER with the flu. So I don't know why, but he did not set the show up before that. So, I thought, look, you need somebody else, a backup, if you're sick. This is horrible. Right down to the wire, I mean, my adrenaline is flowing. But anyway,
listen,
healing energy.
I felt like I was naked. I was naked on stage here. I didn't have any clue what I'm doing, and I'm getting messages from people.
Anyway, we're on. So, yeah, Eric, let's talk about life purpose. Like, what is it? And how do we know if we're on our path to our life purpose? How do we know if we're not? So take it away, Eric, and I love you, by the way.
I love you too, Mom, he says. And he's chuckling. He's laughing because it's like he's pushing me out there. He's stretching me, he says. Anyway, he did open the show, and we did talk a little bit about purpose. And he's saying that, recapping it very quickly, not everyone is born to be on stage. Not everyone's purpose is about the spotlight. And a lot of times what people misunderstand as life purpose is that they think they have to be doing the job or having a career that supports that life purpose. And he's saying that is not always the case. In fact, most times it's not the case, he says. He's very quick to say that being a mother can be the sole life purpose of someone that comes in. So it's not a matter of you know, doing it, stand up, doing it, or out in the spotlight. And he's very quick to say that the alignment with the heart, the alignment with the energy of love is a surefire sign that you are on purpose. So he wants to talk a little bit. He's chatty. Go ahead. Yeah, he's very chatty. And he's saying that a great way to tell if you're on purpose is to, he's saying, strip away all the outside commercial conditioning. Get out of the mindset, am I making enough money? Am I doing the right job? You know, forget all of that because this world, he says, is focused on that stuff. But he said that's bullshit because that isn't anything about purpose. Purpose is to, he's showing me a circle, he's drawing a wheel, and he's got a wheel going around, and purpose is to keep going. The infinite wheel, the infinity sign is definitely where he's going with this. And so everything is interconnected, everything is joined by love, and that includes our purpose. Now, he's also saying that people, you know, people are all saying, you know, he must hear their thoughts because he's saying people are saying, well, how do I find my purpose? How do I get on purpose? You know, and he's kind of got like a mockery about it. But he's saying the number one way to get your purpose, to identify it, is to listen to your heart and research who you were in your mind's eye as a child. Because what did you love to do? What were you naturally drawn to? Because he's reminding us that children do not have filters. And they gravitate. They don't give a shit, he says, about what anybody else thinks. They gravitate towards what they want to do. If they want to eat dirt, they go eat dirt. You know, he's saying, so a kid who would sit mesmerized by building Legos, you know, somewhere in there is a purpose. A kid who would, you know, go out and build a tree fort or craft a go-kart, you know, or even a kid who sits down and is a genius with numbers, he says, that's all part of the purpose.
Absolutely. And, you know, your purpose doesn't have to be some grand thing. Well, first I want to say that the children, I think they are automatically on their life plan. It's the free will, our free will, and the free will of others that sort of knocks us off the path. Sometimes it might be just smiling at somebody on the bus and that puts that person on a hold. It could be really tiny or it could be grand. Not everybody has this big, huge spiritual mission. like mm-hmm. Jesus or Buddha or whatever, right, Eric, or not?
You're breaking up really badly, but I think I heard you talk. I heard bits and pieces of it. But yes, he confirms that, and he's saying that kids come in knowing what they know, and then all the bullshit drops in on them, and life happens, and conditioning happens, and all of a sudden, the kid who was building Legos was told to stop wasting time. He's giving examples. Or the kid who spent hours, searching for certain kind of rocks. He's saying the naturalness of a kid. So here's what he's saying. If you have a small kid in your house, like what age, Eric? Eric says 4 and up. Okay, you can look earlier, he says, but if you look at a kid 4 and he's saying to about age 8 or 9 will naturally be drawn to something. That kid will gravitate one way or another to something. And believe it or not, he's saying that's part of the life purpose. That's why it lights up the heart. That's why the kid is so drawn to it. There's no explanation for it because the human can't say, well, oh, little Johnny's, this is his life purpose. He's 5 and he's a hell of a Lego builder. No one gets it like until they hear it, he says. So now he's hoping that this message that's out there, that parents will, number one, embrace the uniqueness of their child, okay? And number two, he wants each parent to know, don't censor your kid. Don't censor their creativity. Obviously keep them safe, he says, but don't stop them from being who they naturally are. He's saying that we live in a society where everybody's politically correct, but the truth is when you have a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or a younger child, they say what they need to say in the way that they know how to say it. And so it's just a natural curiosity that leads him to the second point of purpose. Understand your life purpose, you must be curious, he says, and you must be curious to explore what it is at age 30 or 40 or 50 or even younger that lights you up. Because obviously you travel away from the younger era of your life. Life happens. He said, so let's start over. You're 30 years old. Shit happens. You got a mortgage. You got a couple kids, he's saying. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're off purpose. And so he's saying you need to be curious. You need to explore. And what that might look like is revisiting your childhood, the good stuff, he says, because everybody's got bullshit. So revisiting your childhood and looking for clues. He said he's looking at it like this. He's showing me breadcrumbs were dropped throughout your life to see what your purpose is. And so he's saying follow the breadcrumbs. Go back and pick the pieces up. Who did you gravitate to as a child? Were you afraid of that big old aunt with the hairy mole on her face? And look at your reactions to people, because that all matters when it comes to finding your purpose. I'm sorry. He's talking about the aunt with the big old hairy mole. But anyway, he's going on a roll. So am I going too fast? Because he's like a bat out of hell. I'm probably talking to myself. Look, I didn't even give Elisa time to ask questions, and I'm flying solo again. No, Elisa, I can't hear you. Is it your phone? So, all right, Eric is like, Mom, we're just going to go on without you. So the peeps that are messaging me, can you tell me, can you still hear me? And is this making to you, am I rapid firing? Is it too quick? Because nobody's interrupting me to ask questions. So I'm on a roll. Eric is like, onward and upward. The show must go on. Okay, so here's the deal. People want to know how they can find their purpose. And Eric is saying, well, first of all, you have to shut the hell up. Because here's the thing. if you don't get quiet, and this is me interpreting him because he's like, you got to shut the hell up. If you don't get quiet and you don't listen, you will not be able to hear your purpose. And he's saying, now, I want to be clear about this, Eric, because when I make this statement, it's going to push a lot of people's buttons, maybe. Eric is saying meditation is bullshit. Wait a minute. Let me have a clarifier there before y'all blow up my inbox and, blow up Eric. His clarifier is meditation is bullshit because we live in a crazy-ass world where everything is so fast-paced, and then when people can't meditate, they beat themselves up for one more thing. So he's saying, everybody just chill the hell out, no pun intended, he says, and let go of the meditation, okay? So here's what he's saying. You can call it meditation if you want. You could call it whatever you want. But the basic way to get quiet and to get still is to tune into the frequency of your heart. And so what he's suggesting, this is really cool, what he's suggesting is fingers on your pulse, either in your neck, your foot, your wrist, wherever you can feel your pulse, rest your fingers there, and this is the true sign of connection. This, he says, is the ultimate meditation. Because when you focus, now I heard you. When you focus I hear you. Okay, when you focus
I said, God damn it.
Yeah, Mom, he's saying, chill out. We got this. When you focus on the pulse and the pulse goes, he's saying, that is the natural rhythm of your soul. Oh, my God, that's fucking brilliant, Eric. Okay, so put your finger on your pulse. Everybody do it with me right now. Eric, we're on the pulse, baby. So as you feel that pulse, ba-boom, 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 okay, that is the direct soul chill the hell out, he says. So, all right, Elisa, you're back. I can hear you.
Yay.
Okay, cool. So, did you hear any of that?
Oh, yeah, I did. I heard it all. That's
okay,
really
cool.
Amazing.
Okay, we're full-blown here.
I can't remember if you covered how does a person know if they're depth off of their life purpose?
You're
off their path.
You're talking like your son now. Type me the question. Text me the question. How does the person know, she says. Okay, so Eric, Mom's going to text to us and we're gonna wing it. Eric, this is like, holy shit, we slid into home. Now we got to like wrestle everything else here. But it's cool, right, Eric? We got this. Okay, how can you tell if you're off your path? Okay, so great question. Being off your path is going to create physical symptoms in your life, he says. You're going to feel blah. You're going to feel like, fuck it. You're going to feel like, oh, shit, is this all there is? And he's like lounging back, and he's got his hands interlocked between his head, and he's resting back, and he's like, you're going to feel tired as shit. And you're not going to be motivated, and everything's going to piss you off. And so being off your path sounds like a really pissy place to be. I'm sorry, he's very playful tonight. And I can attest to that. Being off my life path for a lot of years, it was hell, you know. And Eric is saying also more than just the physical showing up, he says you can create physical sickness in your life. So you can end up
Hey, Veronica,
getting.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you
okay,
now. Yep. Okay. So getting off your path is, we covered that. So what else? Is there another question?
I had one. Okay. I'm so frustrated.
I don't know.
Because of what's going on, man? What about if you are off your path, would it be of value to have hypnotic regression to your life between lives to figure out what kind of contract you worked on?
You know what? He's saying, he's like, Mom, that's not a bad idea. And he's saying the other thing is, and he's actually brought this up, he says numerology. Because numerology, yeah, I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't even think of that. Numerology is the blueprint of the soul, you know. And I was doing numerology reports, and there's a lot of information in there. But Eric is saying that if you take the numerology and you break it down step by step, he said, and you dig into it and you chew that shit up and you digest it, you're going to see completely exactly where your purpose is and why you're here. Plus, he said to bring in all that other stuff he taught us.
Yeah. And, you know, I have this app. I think it's by Peaceful Warrior that goes into your life plan, your life path on many levels. So you guys might want to go to iTunes or App Store or Google Play and check that out. Y'all ready to take callers?
We sure as hell hope so.
Okay.
I don't know who spoke more, me or Eric.
You hands down. All right. Let's take somebody from the 818 area code. Okay. See if it works. Hi there. How are you doing? And welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey. What's your first name?
Gina.
Okay. What question do you have for Eric? Are you there?
We can't hear you. Can't hear you, caller.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, because we're not live.
Can you hear me now?
Right.
Amen,
can you hear me?
Sister. We can hear you.
Okay. I wasn't expecting to get through. This is Gina. I got through a couple weeks ago. I was just listening. But
hi, Gina.
It's really good to be back on. I was so nervous the first time, and I feel like I wasn't even present. But I guess I'll just ask if Eric has any message for me.
That's a good one. That's awesome.
Yeah, Gina, Eric is asking me if you know what your purpose is.
Funny. This is why I listen every week. I'm a teacher. And I'm without tooting my own horn, I'm good at it, but I struggle with what I believe and how I want to treat people and how I have to operate in my job.
So Eric says you don't dig the red tape and the political bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I get right down to the real. I have relationships with my students where the community, a family, all that I love, but then we're operating under a kind of a broken system.
Sure.
And
Eric's advice. You ready?
No, go
Eric,
ahead.
I'm telling you, Eric is off the hook tonight. Eric is saying right church, wrong pew, teacher all the way, okay, 1,000,000% purpose. You just got to refine it, and here's the thing. You got to get out of a system. You got to get out of a system that ties your hands and binds your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so it's time for you to branch out and look for something out of the ordinary, teaching. Who do you love, he says.
As a teacher, or who do I love teaching?
Yeah. Yeah, who do you love teaching?
It doesn't matter. I've wanted to become a life coach. There's fear there of the financial change and everything, but I do that just for fun. I love helping people realize mm-hmm. their best self, and I do that. That's why I'm a teacher. I mean, I do love the academics part of it, and it's really all more about the critical thinking, and that's what I love doing. I love planning. I love writing curriculum. But I love this stuff. This is my biggest excitement right now, is just opening to this whole other realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, remember Eric says not everybody's purpose puts them on stage. Not everybody's purpose is, you know, and so he's saying we got to be mindful that you got to pay the bills, you got to eat. That's one thing. But he's absolutely saying to you that your purpose involves more than just the traditional rigid. And so he's saying, don't throw labels around with it. Just think about where your heart naturally goes to when you think about a subject that you'd love to share with the world, because mm-hmm. that's as simple as it is. And then to put it together.
Yeah,
is writing any part of that? Writing? Is that any part of my purpose?
Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're there.
Oh,
do you have a question?
Well, I was thinking about, we eventually want to start an online school for kids like 10 to 17, these kids that are awakening. Mm-hmm. I would love the curriculum to be a spiritual one, like teach them mindfulness, nonviolent communication, conflict mediation, how to
themselves.
How to communicate with their deceased loved ones. Just the whole gamut. Teach them about the human experience, what it's all about, et cetera. Sorry about my voice.
Eric says right now, if you want to explore it right now, look outside the box, and he's saying that's charter schools.
I actually have a lot of experience in charter schools, in nonprofit, independent charter schools, and that's where I was able to do my best work because of the lack of bureaucracy on that. Is it really that I just need to, where I'm at, try to, because I feel like this is almost my testing ground. Like if I can be present in my job now, then I can master it, you know. It's difficult for me to be present in my job.
That's a great awareness, because absolutely being present matters. And Eric is saying that's the foundation of life. He said, if you want the secret to a happy life, it's freaking being present, you know, being in the moment. And so, number one, ding, ding, ding. Number two, as you're being present, as you're developing yourself, work with the energy of the universe. Put your thoughts out there. Where is it that you want to be? So that's what we got for now. So hopefully
helps. I hope so.
Okay,
you might want to call Veronica and have a session with her, because I think it'd be very valuable. But, help with us. And when I start talking about this online school, maybe you want to get involved. Maybe you don't. So
I would love to.
Well, right.
I'm your woman for that. That's
thank you.
Passion and my thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. That'd be so cool to have her help write the curriculum. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. We got somebody from the 360 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
What is your... Good. How are you? What's your name?
Hi. This is Tara. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Sure.
So, great topic tonight, because, today I feel like I really hit a wall. And with Eric sharing, I am so off track right now. And so this encourages me to really take a look at and to see how I can get back on track.
Awesome.
But what I wanted to ask was, I have a nephew. His name is Saketla, and I wanted to say hi to him. He passed away when he was 29 days.
Say that name. I got chills all over my body when you said that name. What was it?
Saketla.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's like totally angelic.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yes. So I wanted to say hello, Saketla. Hello, Eric.
And everybody sends their love. And honestly, truthfully, right now we don't have your nephew here, but that's not to say Eric won't hook up with him. But when you said his name, chills went through my whole body. Were you looking specifically to connect with him tonight?
At some point I would love to. I would just like to say hello to him. And then what I was really wondering about was, before he was passing, I was connecting with someone in the spirit world where I ventured out of the house and I put my toes in the grass, and I was sliding down the slide, and this is like at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I was wanting to know who was I connecting with, and then my thoughts were maybe he had a twin who passed in the womb, and I was connecting with him. I'm not sure.
So one, it was the angelic realm, Eric's saying, and so one of the connections was to Archangel Shamuel, which is of the heart. So that was one. The other one was you actually connected to one of the child spirit guides, the one that was going to bring him over.
Oh, wow.
So you actually danced. Eric is saying you danced the melody, the whole connection there. You kind of preset the stage for him to be taken care of.
Wow, because I did dance and...
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow. Because I felt this presence, and it was just so warming and loving, and I felt like a part of, and oh my goodness, that is just amazing.
Oh, I love it. I have chills. I think this is
powerful.
Question. Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. God.
Hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah. And then Eric, huh?
Oh, thanks for calling. I hope that helps you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God. Bye-bye.
I felt like you wanted to ask another question, but I have to go on to other callers too. Okay. Yeah. Somebody from the 815 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Ooh.
Hey, Arisa. Veronica. Hey. How are you guys? I guess this is Heather from Chicago. And I guess I just wanted to know about my life purpose.
Always a good question.
Yeah, that's a big old question. So what is it? Eric is saying, what is it? That, are you in misery with what you do for a living?
Yeah. I guess you say that.
Well, you know, Eric is blunt and bold, so misery. I might say, are you not skipping to work every day? But, you know, so the idea is this. The, Eric is saying the tension, the disconnect, the whatever you want to call it, is all because you're being, picture somebody standing behind you, tapping on your shoulder going, okay, hello, it's time to wake up. You're in the wrong line. So here's the advice. Eric wants you to listen very closely to everything that was said because he gave great direction at the beginning of this show about how to find your purpose, how to get silent. And he's saying that don't compare yourself. Do you compare yourself to siblings or other people a lot? Because he's saying don't do that because everybody's purpose is unique to them. And it doesn't matter if you go make widgets. If you're on purpose and it's doing its soul work, you're doing your soul work and there's love, then you need to go make widgets, he says.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. Yes.
Awesome. Good luck, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to know what a widget is. Okay.
A widget.
Who knows? All right, got one from the 407 area code. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
It's Sue. How are you too, Veronica and Eric?
Oh, my
and
God,
Elisa.
Sue.
Yes, it's me. We go outside.
I love you.
No.
I love everyone,
you guys
but I love
are,
her.
You guys are awesome. And I do think I am in the right path because I have done everything that I have wanted to do since I was a child. So I'm happy about that one. That was really, really informative. But
awesome.
I do have a question. My granddaughter screams in the car. And I don't know. Maybe she saw John's car accident, or maybe my lifetime, you know, from a previous lifetime. But my daughter, it's like a 15-minute drive takes her over an hour. Screams are horrendous.
So here's the first thing that Eric said, Sue. In another lifetime, John and your granddaughter were twins.
They
were of the same soul. And so this little soul that's here is still very connected to him. Eric is saying she did not witness the accident. However, she has a terrible, he's saying an angst inside of her, an unsettledness, an anxiety, if you will, that something's going to happen. And it's because of the accident. She didn't see it, and she couldn't explain it to you. But because they were souls, twins in a past life, he's saying that's what it is. Eric is saying she'll outgrow that, and the more conversation you can have with her, even at the level she's at, assure her that she's okay. That's what's important.
And we do. We tell her, you're okay now. You're safe. Everything's going to be good. Otherwise, she's happy as could be. But once she's in that car, it's like over the top.
Eric says tell her that John's going to take a ride with us.
All right.
And
does see John. She puts out her arms and laughs.
So just tell her John's going to take a ride with us when you get in the car next time.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
All right. I feel so bad for my daughter. I'm panicked that you guys weren't going to be on tonight. I'm so glad.
We slid into home, though, too. We slid right into home, right under the wire.
Yeah. Perfect. I didn't expect to be picked. I just like to listen every week. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You, Eric. And you guys have a great night.
Okay.
All right. Elisa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Yep.
Oh, you can?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yep, now
the
I can hear you.
What's going on?
It's Eric. Eric, knock the shit off, man.
All right, well, it's okay. We'll take him from the 315 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
No?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
I wonder if you could ask Eric to see if he could get my son to come through. His name is Matt.
Mm-hmm.
He died 2 years ago.
Okay. Eric, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Eric is so jacked up tonight, and so am I. I don't know if it's the circumstances that we opened under, but there's a lot of like swirling energy. And so as far as him fetching people tonight, I can't promise. So
it's okay.
Let me just give him a minute. Elisa, can we take a minute and just see if I can get Eric to get him? I can't promise.
Yeah, Eric,
I can't promise. Okay.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay. So
settle down, Eric. Calm yourself, baby. Just calm yourself, Eric. And even if it's just that Eric can translate and send messages from your son, that's better than nothing.
How old was Matt when he passed?
About 38.
Okay. So was Matt involved in an accident? Because there is an energy that walked in here that was in an accident.
No, not exactly, no.
Okay, so Eric, we've got Eric getting somebody that came in that was in an accident.
An accident could be an accidental overdose, all sorts of stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Could have kind of been that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eric is saying the message for you is, I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, yes, that's Matt. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mom, and I love you. And he's showing up here with Eric, and he's very peaceful. Very peaceful. But when he was on Earth, he was very rigid and very tight. And he's saying that He wants you to know that he's very at peace and he's watching over you.
Colin, thank you. We love him, but we knew he wasn't happy. And I know I was pretty sure he was okay.
Oh, he's beautiful. He's okay. And I'm glad that we could get him here for you because he's very happy that to connect through us. He's like on the show too. He's ecstatic about that.
Oh.
So cool.
He's a Leo. He loved that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think year two was the hardest year for me. It seems to get better after that. Any other messages from Matt that might seal the deal as far as making her sure that it's him? Give her a little comfort.
You're kind of breaking up, but so I couldn't really understand. Can you ask Eric if what the numbers in my life are 9 and 19 and 18 are constantly coming up?
Mm-hmm. So the numbers what? 9, 19,
19
and
18.
19 and 18.
And 9.
The number 9, when you see that, Eric is saying that's a sign that Matt is around. The 9. So how often do you see 9?
It's just that they crop up on different things, and I pay attention to numerology, and I'm always like,
notice the 9, because that's your son wanting your attention, okay? So the 9, and again, the 18 also equals a 9. So this is your boy. He's very adamant about wanting your attention.
This was before when he was on Earth. This has happened since I was, I don't know how young.
Is that your connection with him, though? Because he's connected with you. And so he keeps showing up and showing up. The two of you, Eric, is saying had many past lives together. And
you have
a soul language. And so communicating with him, actually, now that you know that it's a confirmation the 9s are of him, communicating with him every time you see him, you might ask questions and listen for him.
Okay.
So how do you communicate with him?
I'm looking at his picture right now, and I talk to him. I just talk to him like he's here, but I know he's happier over there. I mean, I knew that, but I just wanted to hear from him again. He was very unhappy on Earth.
Right. And listen, the other thing with the 19, the number 19, is you have to have abilities. Okay. Do you often find yourself not as confident as you could be and just maybe a little bit wavering in your decision-making?
Oh, yes.
And so the number 19 is really, every time you see that, the 1 and the 9 together, especially Eric is saying the time 109. So look for either the number 109 or 109 and stop. And Eric is saying give yourself a jolt of self-confidence. Okay, so that's a separate number. And the 9 o'clock, 999, whenever you see 9, Matt wants to talk.
Okay, thank you so much. That was his birth date, 19, and it's my birth date, different months. But thank you.
There you go. Beautiful.
I'm going to let somebody else come through because I don't want to take up your time, but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, okay. So let's see. You've got somebody from the 910 area code. I hope you can hear me. Hi there. How are you doing? Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Amber.
Hey, Amber. What you got?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe I got through.
We can't believe we got through either.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
It was a nail biter.
I'm sorry. I'm so tickled right now. Like, I don't even know what to say. I just want to say hey to Mama Lisa and Miss Veronica and Eric.
Hi.
I love y'all so much.
We love you too.
I would love to find out what my soul purpose is and all of that, but I really have, me and my husband's been going through a lot right now, and I've been trying to help him every way I can, and I just want to know, like, what's going on and where I can, you know, what I can help him with, you know, if Eric has anything to say about that whole situation. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to break my family up, you know.
Right, right. Eric is saying the very first thing to understand is that your husband's carrying a boulder on his shoulders. He's got a ton of stuff on his shoulders. So it might, I don't know, does he have a big stressful job, or is there something, is he very carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders? Do you know that?
Yes, ma'am. I can see that. And I don't, oh my gosh, it's such a, you know, hard situation.
So Eric is saying, the best thing that you can do is be the best version of yourself. Eric is saying, really dig down deep and figure out how to calm yourself down. Do you typically get a little anxiety and get a little anxious with life?
Yes, a lot.
So Eric is saying your husband, your partner, whatever it is taking his cue from you. So Eric wants you to go back, listen to the beginning of this, and do the heartbeat thing. Put your fingers on your pulse, calm down. Because when we say the word meditation, you tense up. You're like, you get freaked out with the word meditation. So in order to calm down and support your husband, you want to get yourself at the best possible level of being able to receive divine guidance and listen and connect, because that's going to chill you out right away. He says, and that's going to help your husband.
Okay, so I don't need to, like, file divorce papers or, you know, anything like that.
No.
Because
No.
I feel like it's at that point, but there's a little, you know, I'm still trying to hang on and, you know, be the best wife I can be, but it's like he's it's like he's given up on life and given up on his family, kind of.
Well, he's depressed. He's depressed. He's got a lot on his shoulders. And, you know, this is not going to be an easy haul by any means. But, you know, number one, you're safe, right? And you're able to live your life. And what when you can raise your vibration, Eric is saying, you will also help him. But he needs clinical help also.
Can I
your family suffer?
Oh,
go ahead.
Can I make a suggestion?
Why don't you
have to put him in touch with Jamin Olivencia? He's that pro wrestler dude that is such a good life coach.
Yeah, I think I've seen him on Facebook.
Yes, he transforms people's energy without them knowing. It's really kind of cool. So, you know, and the first hour,
I'll definitely get in touch with him.
Yeah, and he's a guy's guy. I think it really could help your husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Really a good soul. So, hey, you know, an hour free, try it.
So much.
You betcha.
Take care, sweetheart.
Right. Thank you all so much. Tell Eric I said thank you.
He already heard
Will
the number.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
All right, let's see if we can take one last quickie. A 205 area code. Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
Hi.
Who are you speaking with?
My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm glad Eric picked me to come through. I'm going to ask the same question you've been getting all night.
What's my purpose?
You got it.
It's a good one, man. It's a good one. You can't get much better than that.
It's the $1 million. No, it's the $64,000 question. Eric
here
says, hey, dude, what's up? Hey, dude, what's up?
Hey, Eric.
And do you know that Eric comes to you? Can you tell?
I do. I can. He actually said, you're the next one in line, and I totally didn't believe him.
Oh, my
and
God.
Here I am.
Because Eric is saying he wants to work with you. He wants to help you move forward. And also, Eric is saying something about your creativity. Stop hiding it.
Okay.
So what do you do that's creative and that you do it in the closet, so to speak? What do you do?
I paint.
Listen, Eric says broader strokes, dude, broader strokes. You got to get out there because your purpose shows through your painting. And, you know, again, not everybody belongs on stage, blah, 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 that whole thing that he started out with. But he's saying your art, your paintings are therapeutic in nature. And so you might end up working with people who have disabilities or people who are – wait, do you already do that?
I don't. Currently, what I've been doing outside of painting are what you would call channeled drawings, I guess.
Beautiful.
ETs or guides or whatnot. So, yeah.
Awesome. But Eric is saying you're going to take it a step further because once you step into this, he says, and get broader strokes, as he says, you're going to find an audience where you can take – you're going to take the show on the road, so to speak. So you're going to go teach through your art, through your ability. You're going to teach and help people heal with your thing, too. Don't get caught up in the how. Just let it unfold.
Okay. The hard part, of course. The hard part, right?
Yeah. But listen, we're already putting in a good word for you. You already got the skill set. It's like totally you're there with the purpose. Now you just got to streamline your thoughts. Get your shit in order, he says.
Hey, you know, you could, what I could do is you could see some images of your artwork I could put on the blog. And that might, you never know, that might bring some sort of opening.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. I guess my thing is I've had the offers, but there's, I guess, the fear of disappointing someone. And I know that he's going to be like, get the fuck over it. They want it. They want it. So, yeah, but okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Listen, I was scared shitless when he found me to come and be his voice. I was like, oh, hell no. I don't know if I can do this. You know, and he's like, he pushed the shit out of me to do this. I'm telling you, he's relentless and he's nuts.
Yeah, he's going to push you. He's going to push you, dude. He's going to push you. But let him do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we've got to close the show, sadly. Otherwise, the next show is going to get pissed off at me, and maybe they know my address, and they show up and throw dog poop at my – a bag of dog poop and catch it on fire in front of my doorstep. I don't know why I'm coming up with that stuff. But anyway, time to close the show. Love you, all you guys. I love you, Eric. Love you, Veronica. And thanks for an awesome show.
Good night, everybody.
Until next one. Night.